Chapter 1. Monday, July 31st, 2017. Spring Lake, North Carolina. The ground around the memorial stone for Sergeant Major Patrick Miller was parched and cracked. Tufts of grass, so lush and green in the spring, had become patchy in the hot and unusually dry summer. 39-year-old Stephanie Miller had come to say goodbye. She knelt before her husband's memorial and tried to focus on the arrangement of blue hydrangeas and sea lavender, white roses and lilies in the cobalt blue vase. Perhaps then she could hold back her tears. She pulled out a lily stalk for no reason other than it gave her something to do. She put it back in the vase in a different position. "Enough already," said Amy, her 14-year-old daughter, who sat cross-legged, clutching a water bottle. "Maybe a touch more," Stephanie said. Amy sighed loudly. Her nostrils flared. She topped up the vase until it overflowed, the water pooling on the baked ground. "Who's going to do this when we're gone?" Amy asked, screwing the cap on the near-empty bottle, then giving her mother a hard stare. It had been 9 months and 11 days since Stephanie had returned home from dropping Amy at a friend's house to find the men waiting for her on the porch. The low sun was in her eyes. When she stepped out of the shadows, she saw the formal uniforms and recognized Patrick's commanding officer and the chaplain. "Professor Miller," the colonel had said, "may we come in?" Stephanie groaned at the memory as if she were in physical pain. She bent forward, clutching her stomach. Her grief hadn't diminished with time passing, as people said it would. It was a wound that never healed. It bled day and night, draining Stephanie of her strength, until she was a shadow of her former self. Beneath her wide-brimmed hat, a warm tear followed the bridge of her nose and dangled at its tip. She wiped the tear away with the back of her hand and sat up. She had to try to be strong, for Amy's sake. "Nancy," Stephanie said, finally answering her daughter's question, "I've asked her to come by with fresh flowers each week." Perhaps Stephanie was biased. She guessed every mom was. Or maybe it was because Amy was so like her father. Beneath the purple hair dye and the harsh black eyeliner, Amy was beautiful. She had her father's cornflower blue eyes, his thick dark hair, and his height, all 5'11" of it. Stephanie, on the other hand, was a nudge over 5 feet tall and the epitome of pale, with blonde hair that, in direct sunlight, could be mistaken for white. Patrick used to describe Stephanie as ethereal, but these days, given how often Amy ignored her, there were times when she wondered if she might be transparent. "I'm not leaving," Amy said, her eyes narrowed. Could Stephanie do it? Could she actually board that flight and leave the house, the town, the life she'd shared with Patrick for 16 years? Just the thought of walking away from the cemetery caused bile to rise up her throat. But she had to do it. Amy was on self-destruct. Before Patrick's passing, she had been a popular straight-A student. Since his passing, Amy had played truant from school, picked fights, broken a teenage boy's jaw, verbally abused a teacher, graffitied the school walls with obscenities, and been expelled. Seeing a shrink hadn't helped either of them. Stephanie was at her wit's end. "We can come back and visit. It's for the best." Stephanie tried to sound positive. Amy stood suddenly. Dirt clung to her distressed black jeans. "No, it's not," she said, her voice raised. "We'll be thousands of miles away on some stupid island. I don't want to go." Her words carried across the quiet of Sand Hill State Veterans Cemetery and the neat rows of memorial stones lying flat on the earth. Not far away, an elderly couple stared at Amy with disapproving frowns. Stephanie swayed, doubt.